professor of social work and criminal justice at University of Washington, Tacoma, says the healing power of nature should be used to get better results from prisons. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
People who garden, take frequent hikes, or regularly play with a cat or dog know that it's good for their physical and mental health.
Nature is a necessity. It's not a luxury.
Assistant Professor Barb Taves says people who are incarcerated typically suffer from high levels of anger and stress. These are exacerbated by sterile environments. But she says inexpensive interventions can make a difference. She co-authored a recent study at a women's prison in Iowa looking at the impact of time spent repotting houseplants.
This one-hour simple transplanting party, something that many people do on a Saturday afternoon, actually led to a mood boost for the women. They were happier, calmer, and more peaceful after the party than they were beforehand.
And she says other research is showing that access to nature can reduce recidivism. It's good for inmates as well as staff. This year, Taves is developing an intervention for corrections officers at the Purdy Women's Prison near Gig Harbor. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.